Welcome, everybody. This is Quill. I'm here on this podcast, Showing Church. You can catch us anywhere you get your podcasts. Today, I'm here with my girls, Dawn. Say hi, Dawn.
Hi.
And Tracy.
What's up?
Both the wives of our regular, host, Jacob and Ro. We're here to talk about marriage today, ladies, and why we decided to get married and our experiences in marriage. And I'm just really excited to be talking to y'all today.
Yay,
about this. How are y'all feeling? How's it going?
It's going good. I'm feeling good.
You feeling good?
Yeah.
How's your week been?
Pretty good. I am pregnant, so I've been tired, but for the most part, my week's been...
So it's touch and go. What trimester are you? You're in the second trimester,
Second trimester, yeah. I'm 20 weeks, so I got 20 more weeks to go.
Okay, you're at the halfway point.
Halfway point, yeah.
Almost
so
there.
I'm excited about that. 20 weeks is like where you're really getting into it and your symptoms lessen, so...
Yeah.
Okay.
Symptoms lessen, yeah. So I'm excited about that.
Yeah. That's Jeez. Good. That's yeah. good.
How was y'all's week?
It's been a long week for me, but I've been like patiently awaiting a phone call on a job offer.
Yes.
And feel like I know I have the job. I'm just like really officially waiting for the official offer.
Oh, that's what's up.
So yes. I was hoping they told me they'd let me know this week, but the week is over.
Okay.
Okay. It's okay.
But you said you know you got it. So
Monday, right. You know you got it.
I know I got it. Yes. But I'm ready to get out of y'all. Right. Know this year has been, I told my mom today, actually, I was like, dang, they didn't call me today. And she's just like, it's okay. It's in God's timing. And David is like, you know, he's an on time God. And then he started singing.
And did you say he started singing?
Yeah.
He's
an on time God.
Yes,
cute.
He is.
I know. It's so, he's so cute.
Go, David. Go.
Yes, David. You better support.
But yeah, I told my mom, I said, you know, she's like, well, you know, what she said? She said, you know, every test brings a testimony. I'm like, yes, I know. Okay, we get it.
But it's the test part.
It's the test part for me. I'm like, I've had enough tests this year. I think I'm passed. Like, that's enough.
Right.
That's enough. Okay, guys, you know, when you start telling God, like, here's what I think you should do. Yep.
You're like, okay.
You know, but then I'm like, all right, fine. Okay. And today I saw a post on Instagram and somebody said, I hope God is not picking me to be one of his strongest soldiers for 2023.
What?
Like, no, God, I don't have to be one of his strongest next year. I don't have to be one of his strong. Pick somebody else.
I'll pass. I'm good. Give me the year off for it, please. I'm straight.
I know, yeah. But it's been, like, this year has been a roller coaster for me, for sure.
Yeah.
Of, like, definitely job stuff, brought on, like, mental health issues for me and having really high and deep anxiety and depression. But then I, like, met this lovely man also, like, before all of that even happened. And
congratulations.
And we got married and I'm about to get a new job. So it's been like a lot of blessings. But also, like, I'm kind of ready for the year to just like take a hike.
Yeah. You know? So it sounds like you're in like the testimony
fresh.
Part.
I think I'm heading to the testimony. I'm heading to the testimony lane on the track, you know? Yeah.
Yes.
I'm in the testimony lane.
You're heading to the promised land.
Yes. I'm in the promised land. I'm almost there.
Okay,
I don't want to be there. Like Moses and not make it. But
don't do nothing crazy. Don't hurt nobody.
Make it to the promised land.
But yeah, Dawn, how about you? How's your week been?
It's been a week, but you know, we made it through it.
It's Sunday.
Sunday is the best day of the week.
Sunday. All right.
Yes, you're coming up with all the songs.
I have a song for everything.
Us about how marriage has been.
Yeah.
For you.
It's been good. It kind of happened just like we had just decided like, okay, I think we're ready to be married. We have kind of been talking about it for a little while. And if he tells it, like, he says, you know, he was ready to marry me a while ago. Like, he knew I was going to be the one he married.
Okay.
And I was, like, giving him a hard time for that for a while. Like, no.
You didn't believe it?
Nah, I ain't the one.
Nah, that's not it. You still got a couple tests to go through. But he's like, nah, I know, though. I'm just waiting on you, which is really he was. So he would like do this thing and he'd be like, why don't you just marry me tomorrow? Like, just meet me at the courthouse and marry me. And I'm like, okay. And I'd like kind of playfully play back with him like, okay, yeah, I'll meet you tomorrow at the courthouse at like 9 a.m. What you gonna wear? Like, right. You know,
you want a match?
Yeah. And I was like, okay. So one day he says this in September and I was like, maybe so. Let's pull up the calendar. I've always wanted to be married in October. October is one of my favorite months. And fall is my favorite season. I've always wanted a fall wedding. Like, what's October look like? And he's like, wait, are you serious? Like, I think so. Yes. I think I am serious. I was like, how about October 22nd? And he was like, all right. Yep.
Okay.
And I was like,
so
okay.
It was smooth.
So that's how we decided to get married.
Yeah.
And then I called my best friend and my mom the next day. They're both like really happy for me. And I was like, we're going to do it like next month.
They're like, what?
And they're like, what? And we were both just like, why wait? Like, what are we waiting for? Like, we both know we want to do this.
Yeah.
You know, of course, I had to tell everyone, like, no, I'm not pregnant.
Right.
Like, I would just want to get married. And my sweet grandpa, he's like, it'd be okay if you were a baby girl, you know? Oh, and I was like, okay.
Why are you going to be pregnant? Just because you want to get married.
Right. Why do people think that?
Like, no, we just want to get married.
We just really love each other.
We actually just really love each other. Like, we know this is what we want. And so we started making calls and so that's, you know, 6 weeks. It was a small wedding, just family, and it was beautiful.
Nice.
He just showed me something I didn't really know existed.
Yeah.
Or like that I had almost like really given up on, like there's no way, like there's no way that's happening. And I was like dating and I felt like I was getting closer and closer to my husband, like these last two guys I was dating, and it just like didn't work. It just, something just, it wasn't working. It's like, okay, they're good guys, but it's not quite given what it's supposed to get.
We get close though.
Yeah. So with David, he was just like consistent, super consistent, very persistent, very genuine. Like, he's just a genuine person overall. And but he was easy to trust because of his consistency. And I just didn't know that was a thing. Like, I thought I was ready to, like, I would, and he'll probably tell, he would say this probably, is I was like looking for like the other shoe to drop, you know, like I was looking to poke holes in a story he was telling, or like,
oh my goodness,
you know, like I was just like, there's no way, like there's no way this is still going well, you know,
and like to the foolery.
So I was like, no, there just can't be, you know. But as he, as we just got to know each other more, and I could completely be myself around him, and he really loved it, and I was like, "Oh, you like this?" Yes, you know, and like I didn't have to like walk on eggshells, or you know, I could just be me, and like he was just like, "All right, cool."
Wow.
And he's like, "No, I love it," and then once he met my daughter, they had like a really cool instant connection. Mylan was like, oh, I like him, he's shy like me. And quiet and whatever, and like
she's like, this could work.
Right? She's like, I think we might work this out.
This could work.
And so that was super important, like that my daughter like liked the man I was seeing, and that they got along well, and he's a good dad. He has two kids of his own. too, and so we've blended our families, and he just had all of those like consistent qualities of like just like what a good man is. Like he wants to take care of me. I want to be taken care of. Yes. Like I don't, it was nice to like be able to yield like my power some, you know, like, oh, I don't have to do that. Yeah. And he's like, yeah, give me that. You know, like I can do that. You don't have to do that anymore. Yes. Yeah. Like, you know, and so that was nice for him to show me like I don't have to always be in charge. Right. I'm still working on that.
Consistency is really, really important.
But yeah, that's it was just like super important, and like where I lack, he is able to like balance that out. Like I'm not patient, I'm not gentle.
So he
balances that out. And what I even said in my wedding vows is like, yes. God allowed like his fruits of the spirit to be able to like complement mine and like help me to learn his.
Yeah.
You know, and like for me to be able to grow too. And I think that I know like those, it's a multitude of reasons why I decided to marry him. Cause I just feel like, all right, I'll be okay. And like, he's the person I'm willing to work for, you know, like I know this is going to be a lot of work and I want to work for him. Like I want to work for us. And
you
want to
work for him?
Yeah.
You want to work for him.
I'm just playing.
Yes, you know what I mean. So yeah, he's been solid, and it's been a good time. You know, I think we're still in our honeymoon phase. I think it might be leveling off a little bit.
No, not yet.
No, you still got.
But like, we still want to be like around each other all the time. You know, like so that is definitely still there. And yeah, we're just like learning like what this new life is like with each other. So,
Have either one of you guys been married before?
Mm-mm, nope.
Okay, so you guys are both jumping in this like new and fresh.
Yeah.
And
yep, we're both fresh, new.
That's cool.
Neither one of us has been engaged before.
Okay.
Like, yeah. We were only engaged for like a second, but.
Okay. Right. A second. Like for 5 minutes.
Yeah, essentially 5 minutes. So, yeah. So yeah, it's been good. Dawn, why did you decide to get married? How long have you and Ro been married?
We have been married for 2 years and some months.
Okay.
Yeah. So I decided to get married. This is my second marriage. I got married like super young. Not super young, but young. 23, the first. But I decided to get married to Ro that because of like consistency and like communication. Like his communication was on point. He was consistent from the start. Mm-hmm. And I just was like blown away by that because like I had been dating for about maybe a year or two after my divorce. And it was just like, these guys out here are like trash. You know? Like,
trash. You might as well be driving like, a dump truck.
Just, right. Like,
were you here in Colorado?
No, I was in Houston, Texas.
Oh, so they're trash out there too.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot of. I just.
Oh, so they're trash in Houston too?
Oh, yeah. It's a lot of trash in Houston.
Houston, I Texas. I guess it's not just Colorado.
It ain't just Colorado, sis.
Sorry. It's not though, Tracy. I've been talking to my girlfriends across the country, and they're like, in the dating phase, they're like, Utah?
Yeah.
And I was like, you're in Atlanta.
We got trash over here. Legit, just Colorado
dudes.
I did
too. Like,
I
did too.
I'm serious. No. I didn't know. I'm like, were you here? Because that makes sense. Like,
no, you're like, that tracks for Colorado.
Right.
Not just Colorado. No. So yeah, like when Ro and I, like when we came across each other, which was on a dating app, it was just like, I was actually, it was like my last day on there. Cause I'm like, man, these guys,
wow,
I'm done. Wow. Like I had been on dating sites. I was just like, why am I even doing this right now? Like just a lot of nonsense. So Yeah, like we just had a, like we hit it off, like our first conversation. It was just like, okay, like this is cool. Mm. And it went from on the site to phones. And so we just started talking and we just like kicked it off. Like that was like, I was like, whoa, this is like a best friend, like aww, already. And we haven't even met in person. And when we met in person, it was just like, whoa, this is, you know, this is best friend material. And then yeah, from that it just grew, and like his consistency all throughout was just awesome, and communication was awesome throughout. And so aww, yeah, and the genuineness, like it was, I never, everything always felt genuine, like I never felt like there was to, like, some type of, you know,
game.
Yeah, game behind it.
Did you ever try to, like, catch him up in, like, a lie?
I think I... No, I did earlier on. I think so.
Okay.
In, like, a beginning phase, like, you was talking to who?
Let's see if you...
it was what? But he was, like, straight up with me. Mm-hmm. Like, and we were, you know, we wasn't, like, official or anything right away. So it was like, yeah, this, you know, this and this. So I just, like, the openness... He was just real, like truthful, just like transparent. And I never had to like guess, like he was just always open. And so, and that's what I loved, because I had to always guess from my ex. And so it was like night and day. I was like, I felt him, like I felt real. And so I was able to see the difference. I was like, okay, this is what it's, you know, real love is supposed to feel like. This is real. Like I don't have to worry about anything happening if I'm not, you know. It's just really good. I just felt, I've always felt good around him. So yeah, that's why I chose him.
That's cool.
That's why we chose
him. That's beautiful.
That's sweet.
Yeah. So Tracy, that leaves you.
So we have been married for 7 years now.
You're the veteran of the group.
Which is weird because I'm never like the veteran of the group. So it feels kind of just weird, but it feels cool at the same time.
Right. Yeah.
Honestly, I didn't decide to get married. And this is the weird thing about
Okay, tell us more.
Yeah, this is the weird thing about my story. So I had just became a believer, like I wanna say a year before this. So I'm running around, you know, in the streets, just acting crazy and wild. And then God gets a hold of me. He changes my life, right? So now I'm living as a Christian. And I'm like at the point where I'm like, okay, I really, really, really want to get into God's word and really know who God is at this point. So that was my journey for like a year.
Okay.
And then I met up with some Christian girls, some Christian friends.
Okay.
And we were all sitting down one night and they were like talking about what they wanted in their husbands and stuff. And they were writing stuff down and I was looking at them like, I don't really want a husband. So I don't know what to write down, because they were writing down all like the qualities and stuff that they wanted. And I was just like, honestly, y'all, like, I don't want a husband. I'm just really trying to follow God right now. Like,
focus on
I'm good. And the funny thing about that is I was the one who got married before all of them.
It always happens that way.
Yeah, they're like, hold on, you didn't even write anything down. But yeah, because I honestly wasn't looking. Yeah. And that's the crazy thing about our story. You know, like, God knows our hearts and he knows what our deepest desires are. And I think deep down I may have wanted a husband, but I didn't know that at the time. But so when when me and Jacob got together, it was really interesting. We met through a mutual friend. And the friend that we met through was my best friend growing up. And then it was his best friend for like 2 or 3 years before before we even got together. So it was funny. We were both best friends with this chick, but we never met each other. So anyway, we were talking and stuff, and we went to her house because she was having like a what's it called, like a get together, a kickback. So we met at the kickback or whatever, and we were talking, and I really wasn't even paying attention to him, but he was making he started to make jokes and stuff, and I'm like, oh, okay, cool, like this dude is pretty funny or whatever. So I left the party because I had to leave, and then he hit me up and he's like, hey, like, you was cute, maybe we should kick it sometime. And he says, I said that I would love that, which I don't think I said that.
but he said, what do you think you said?
I, I don't even
okay.
know.
You were probably just like, okay, I guess. I'll try it.
Maybe one day.
Yeah, so at this point, yeah, I'm really not looking for a husband or anything. But like y'all said, mm-hmm. with the whole consistent thing, mm-hmm. he asked me on a date. I didn't go on a date with him the first time. Okay. And then he asked me on another date. And I didn't go on him on that date either, you know. So mm-hmm. he asked me on another date, and I was mm-hmm. like, okay, wow, I'll go on this date. And he'll tell you, like, if I wouldn't have went on this date, he was about to be done with me. Mm-hmm. Like,
wow.
He was about to be like, I've been trying, so mm-hmm. I'm not, mm-hmm. yeah. I'm not, you know, going to go
I tried
on,
enough.
You know, I'm just done.
Let's go. Yeah.
So I went on the date with him, and like y'all said, he was just like, he was different from any other dude that I dated because yeah. I wasn't. Mm-hmm. He was like this like corny nerd dude and like really proper. And yes. I'm like, he's weird, honestly. Like, he's just a little bit weird and I'm right. not used to that.
A little bit weird. This is too different for me.
I'm not used to that.
I love it. Right. I love
but
it.
Then, you know, my mind was changing and I was okay. like coming mm-hmm. into who I am in Christ now. Okay. So I was mm-hmm. like, you know, I want to be treated well. I want to yes. be treated nice. Like, yes. I wasn't used to that. I was used to cussing dudes out and dudes cussing me yeah. out and just toxic relationships,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
He showed me something different. And, like, right there, like, we went on our first date and I was like, this dude's different.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I knew that hands down. Obviously, I didn't know he was going to be my husband, mm-hmm. but I was like, this dude is different. Mm-hmm. And we went on a couple dates after that and we kept on going on dates and, like, him really being consistent and really showing me that he cared for me just really mm-hmm. changed like the whole trajectory of right. our relationship. Like mm-hmm. it was just different. He pursued me after that, like really strong and really heavy. And I really like that chase because yeah. I think as women, like you want to be chased.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like that yes. chase feels good.
Yep.
You know,
it does. You want to feel wanted. Yes. And
yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, long story short, I told him yes, that I would be his girlfriend
aww.
After a while, and then like 5 days later he asked me to marry him and I said yes.
Oh, okay. Is that so funny? How long were y'all like courting without the title of
yeah
being boyfriend and girlfriend?
I think it was like 8 months.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I think it was like
that's
8 months.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a
yeah.
Yes, that's a wow.
Yeah, we really took the time. Mm-hmm. And this is something that I had never, ever, ever done. Like,
done.
Mm-hmm. I had never really taken the time to actually get to know someone,
yeah.
you know, because like I would usually just, you know, like we would kiss, we'd make mm-hmm. out, or, you know, we'll take it mm-hmm. somewhere further.
Uh-huh.
But I actually really got to know Jacob, right. like uh-huh. on a personal level. And we were spending time with each other. Mm-hmm.
Just intimate quality.
Intimate time. Like, yeah. really, like, asking those deep questions. Mm-hmm. Like, what do you want in life? And I've never had those conversations either. So mm-hmm. that was another thing that was weird for me is, like, mm-hmm. you want to know me? Why?
Yeah.
You know, like.
Yeah.
Because before I felt like it was just like an attraction thing to do.
Sure.
You know, yeah. like,
mm-hmm. right.
she's cute. He's cute.
Yeah. Let's just be right. cute together.
Let's just do the right. surface stuff.
Let's go to the bedroom.
It was right. definitely not surface stuff with Jacob. Uh-huh. Like, he was really genuinely asking me questions yeah. about who I was and what I like to do. And I'd never mm-hmm. gotten that before. So that really, like, showed me something different in him,
yeah.
you know, just as him yeah. being a man. He showed me what like a man was because yep. I never seen that. Like, my mom was married to toxic men.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have nobody around me who was in like mm-hmm. a really good marriage. So
right.
I think that was another part of me not yeah. wanting to be married.
He had no yeah. example.
I can right. definitely relate to that of yeah. just sort of this generational curse of
yeah.
marriage in my family too. And now I did have like a checklist of like, if I yeah. do ever get this married, here's my list
right.
of requirements.
Right.
Like, this is what needs to be.
This. And I too, like, yo, Christian friends, like, I was praying over that list. Like,
okay,
Lord, if this is what you want
yeah.
for me, like, then this is who I need.
Yeah.
And I feel like God was like, okay, you know, we'll see. That's what I feel like God gave me a will.
Do you
will
feel like
see.
We're taught to do that? Like, write that list down? Or, like, where did that come from? Because I still don't know.
I don't know. I don't know if it's, like, just speaking into existence. Like, you know, taking your authority in Christ and, like,
yeah,
doing that. or if it's just like, I don't know where that came from. That's a really good question.
Yeah, I want to know where that came from. Did you do that?
Why did we have to write it down?
Did you write a list down of what, like, the traits that you wanted in your husband?
That actually happened, in my teenage years, because at my church, they had some teen thing about dating going on.
Okay.
And so that was, like, one of the things. They were, like, our teacher at that time was, like, write down all the traits you want to see in your, you know, ideal husband in the future. And so that's how I did that.
And you did it in high school?
I was in high school, but it happened at my church.
But I had like a youth thing. Do they do these things for men? You know, like
they were in there. Men were in the group.
Did they have them write down things they want in a wife?
Yeah,
they did.
I actually think it's a good thing, but I just never.
I do too.
I think it's a good thing because you can put your standards on there, what you would like.
I think it's a good thing, but I also think a couple of things about it. It can also be problematic.
Yes,
because it can also be really unrealistic.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. And then also, especially, I feel like women are told this more than men are, mm-hmm. or like to focus on this as if like, if we don't get married, then we're not successful.
Yeah.
Okay. Or like, you have to be married in order to like be something or have value or something, you know? Or same thing if you don't have children.
Yeah.
Too. It's like, well, then what are you good for?
Know? It's like, which is not okay.
Yeah. So it's not okay. And so I also feel like there's some sort of like, patriarchal like message to this also, like with who's your husband gonna be.
Honestly, to be honest, if I would have wrote that list down, my husband wouldn't have been the one that I'm with now. Just to be honest, and he's perfect for
you.
Yeah, and that's the thing, like
that's the thing,
he wouldn't have made my list then,
yeah,
but now I'm like, he is my perfect batch because God knows what he's doing. Like, God has the list, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
and that's why I feel like God was telling me, like, okay, you can make this list and pray about it, but I'm still gonna do me,
He made the list, check it twice,
exactly. So, like, when I made that list, I was young, I was like 15, yeah, of course I wanted a tall dude who, I think on my list I said I wanted a tall dude who had big lips, and it was just stupid.
All these physical characters.
Like, I still literally remember that. And you know what happened? I ended up trying to search for somebody like that, and that's what I got. And I got treated like crap.
Yeah.
So do we have to be careful with the list?
Yes, you gotta be careful with the list. You got to go back and
you really got to be careful.
Go back
and
to that
list.
And I
think I've made this list probably a couple of times, right? Like at different versions of my life. But I would say the same thing about David. Like, oh, okay. Like, I kind of just was more open. Like, okay, sure, I have this list. But look how he's treating me. This is actually like really nice. Like, these are the things that matter.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. You start to realize what matters.
Yeah, exactly.
Instead of
Like this, like, don't you want someone who's consistent? Don't you want someone you can have like healthy communication with?
And
you can disagree with and like still love them and like, and also not have to be screaming at the top of your lungs.
Well, you do have those moments, you're able to still come back from that and like genuinely love each other even throughout the screams.
So for you, I feel like, well, you can answer this, Tracy, but do you feel like, you know, God like told you like Jacob is the man I have for you, like Jacob is who you're gonna marry?
100% Yeah. And I kind of like, I think he led me towards Jacob. You know, like, because at the end of the day, we think what we think what we want in our head is what we need or what we need to have. But God knows exactly what we need and exactly the person that we need. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then you come together and then you actually see that, because like y'all match each other. And it's weird. Like you said, I'm not patient either. But Jacob is the most patient person. I can be really mean. Jacob is kind. So he teaches me a lot and I teach him a lot. Like, I've taught him how to be more feisty. Like, you can't be so passive. You know, so that balance. I'm like, you got to have a little bit of something to you. Like, I remember one day, this is random, but he like walks out the bank with his money in his hand. I'm like, no, don't.
You don't walk out, out the in bank the work.
With
no.
your money in your hand. Put your money in your pocket.
Put the money. Yes.
Or you get jumped.
It's a beautiful day. You want to get robbed.
$5,000.
I don't know why these guys mug me.
I know.
There it is. I didn't do anything.
So we definitely
and he have... knows better. He grew up in Mount Bello. Like, I don't know.
You would think he you knows think. Better.
Is that the hood area?
Okay. It's the Denver hood.
Okay.
Yeah, sure. Okay. If you grew up in Mount Bello, you know some
you
he knows
know.
Hood stuff, but he wasn't
you
like...
You heard him say, like, how his mom had to sing him to sleep. Yeah. keep from hearing the gunshots.
Yeah. It was like he needed a little bit of feistiness in his life.
But yeah.
That's what he needed.
Yeah.
That like, makes I think, yeah.
So here's why I'm asking this question of like, do you feel like God told you like this is who you're gonna marry? Because I was like David would also tell you, like I was waiting, like, I don't know if I'm gonna marry you. Haven't heard from the Lord, so
I'm gonna just wait.
So you know, we're waiting here, we're just waiting. Right. And I feel like I was waiting for the clouds to part and the sun to come down and for God to be like, yes, this is your husband.
Yes.
And then I was going to say
happen.
Yes.
That don't happen.
She was waiting for the sparks to fly.
It didn't happen at all.
No.
Right? And so I was praying so hard. I was fasting. I was praying.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, okay. And you know, God just said, you can trust me.
Right.
Yeah.
Just trust me.
Right.
That's all he said. And I was like, but that's not a yes or a no. Yeah. Like, what do I do?
Yeah.
And God was just like, just trust me. Trust me with David and you trust me.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. Because I think I wanted this answer from God so bad, like this yes or no, so that I could dictate what I should do next.
Right.
Right. Like, so essentially, like, I'm still trying to plan my life because I know exactly what, you know, okay, if it's a no, I'm gonna turn left and then I'll go down the street and I'll take another right, you know? And that's how my mind tends to operate. But then God's like, no, you can just trust me.
There you
don't need to know what's going to happen.
Right.
Yeah.
Like,
just trust me.
Which is the hardest part.
Yes, it is.
Because we fasted too. We fasted and we prayed. And I don't feel like God told me, yes, this is your husband. Like, I didn't hear a voice or anything, but he had all the godly traits that I wanted. And he was a believer and we prayed together and I trusted him. So I think I was like, you can make the decision. Like, is this a godly man? Like, does he follow my principles, my laws?
Yes. Does he have the fruits of the spirit and stuff?
Yeah, like what's your experience?
Yeah. Just like those were traits that I saw. Like I saw that you know, the love, the joy, peace, he seemed, you know, long suffering, could put up with me, gentleness. Like he was always taking care, like he will always take care of me. Like I would come over, like, what do you want to eat? He would make me oatmeal, like in the mornings.
Aww.
And just like the little things that I never That's had sweet. That. And so it was just like the little things. And, like if I was carrying my purse or something, like he would always want to like take it from me to like hold it while I walk down the stairs or something. Just like little things. And I was like, okay.
So what myth did you maybe have going into the marriage that you thought about marriage that have been busted for you? Or
I could say for me, a myth that I saw or had or however you say it was like marriage is supposed to be this really hard, tough thing where you argue all the time and you get into, you know, you're fighting with your husband all the time and it's just unstable, if that makes any sense. Like that was just.
Mm-hmm. So that's what you were expecting to happen.
Yeah, that's what I was expecting to happen. Uh-huh. And that's what I went into it with. Like, I would be like yelling at him and cussing him out and all kind of stuff when we got married. Because that's what I seen.
Yeah.
Right. That's what you were used to. You said your mom had like some toxic
relationships.
Okay. So how did that get busted for you? What happened?
So first of all, like, I remember one time we were at Thanksgiving and I was like yelling at him because something, and my auntie looked at me and she's like, Tracy, why are you talking to your husband like that? Like, that is not how you're supposed to be talking to your husband. Like, that's not okay. And I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. Like, I genuinely didn't know that. I didn't know how to communicate. Mm-hmm. So that myth was definitely busted. And he was like, he's the type of person that's like chill, calm. Like, he doesn't like to really yell like that. He likes to really have a conversation when we're getting into argue. Like, you know, when we have a fight or something. So I actually had to learn that, and learn too that marriage is not all about just fighting and yelling and cussing each other out and being mad at each other, you know. But having those real conversations, and we can really talk to each other.
That's what it is.
Okay.
So that was a myth.
That's good.
Yeah. What's some myths that you guys have?
Don, you go, because I'm a newbie.
So one of them is like that the woman doesn't like always have to do everything as far as like inside the house. And so, well, at first, you know, I was always picturing like, because at my house, like, my mom's like the main one, like, she's gonna wash the dishes, she's gonna do the clothes, like, that's what I grew up seeing. Because she was also, like, she was a stay-at-home. She retired. And so she was always at home. So that's usually what I would see when I was growing up, you know. And my grandma, you know, like, you know, aunts and uncles, like, their aunts, they're the ones who are taking care of the house, you know, for the most part. But Ro changed that. Like, he was, you know, he's, like, I swear he probably has like a little OCD, but he likes to keep things clean. So like, he's gonna sweep the floor, mop the floor, washing dishes, you know, cooking, things like that. So it was a myth buster for me, because like, I actually, like, that was different. And I was like, wow, this is awesome to have that type, you know, that help.
That's what's up.
Yeah. And then also what changed was, like you were saying, Tracy, like communicating as far as like the arguments and stuff, like instead of coming at it like that, like I saw that coming up, like I did see arguments. And then also prior marriage, my, you know, my first marriage, it was like a lot of like arguing, like communication was like totally off. And so like, so that's what I thought, you know, kind of marriage was like, but I knew it wasn't right. Like, that's not okay. So in this marriage, it was like, I know like our first few like arguments, it was really good because he like, well, not arguments, but something was done wrong. And so he always liked to like talk about it and like, hey, you know, like, I think we should do, you know, this and that. Like one time, we had like a little like talk, and we were just like sitting, I know it's crazy, but we were like sitting in the bathtub, and he was just talking to me, and we were just like having a conversation. It was just calming. I was like,
okay, you said you were sitting where?
We're in the bathtub.
Oh,
like, you know, nice little bubble bath.
Nice.
I know
it was talking, it was different. Something else was about
but it wasn't, and that's what I, it was cool. Like, it was,
he just wanted
like,
something else to happen.
He was like, let me smooth talk her. We're in this bath. Like,
oh yeah, I know. Let me know.
No, but it wasn't like
in there.
But it didn't even turn out to that. It was just like us genuine. It was just genuine heart to heart in a calming, chill environment. And I really like appreciated that. It was just like, wow, like, this is chill. Like, this is dope. So like, that's like a myth buster. It can be, you know, it can be chill.
That's good.
Yeah. What about you?
You know, I'm very new.
Yes. Couple of days in.
Yeah, it's just like a couple days in. But I don't know. I think for me, it's that I like what you said about like the essentially like the gender roles don't have to be, you know, the norm.
Yeah, the norm.
That was busted for you. So I guess I think a myth for me though is that you can be proactive in your conflict, maybe. Yes. So like David and I, we wanted to, I actually told him this, like, I need you to kind of get some therapy before we like go into marriage.
Okay. Wow.
And because I had been through like a lot of therapy this summer for sure. And then like previously as well. And there were just some kind of things coming up that I was like, I don't know. I think you need to explore some of that. And I also wanted us to do like premarital counseling,
right,
with a Christian based therapist. Yes. So we actually had started that in September.
Oh, good.
Like, I think early September, end of August-ish, mm-hmm, or something like that. Mm-hmm. And we had did like this marriage retreat class even prior to us becoming officially engaged. Like, we knew we wanted to be married eventually.
Right.
Like, within the next year, I think, right, we had talked about, you know, we want to be married. And so we did this, this marriage, marriage retreat or marriage boot camp or something like that. Cute. With my mom's church, and that was really good for us. Like, it like just opened up some things that neither one of us had really thought about, that we were just like able to really talk through.
Mm.
And then once some of those things came up, we sought out a therapist, and David kind of started seeing him on his own. The therapist was actually like, hey, yeah, I think, you know, let's do some individual sessions.
Okay.
But the therapist, he gave us some homework, and we were doing the homework together, like on the five love languages.
Mm-hmm.
And we're still like working our way through through the book. But like we're still doing that, okay, now. Right. And so I think prior to marriage or even thinking about marriage, I thought, you know, like, okay, yeah, you can just go to your pastor when something goes wrong, mm-hmm, or, you know, seek out counseling when something's wrong, mm-hmm, versus like, let's set you up for success now.
That's really good.
And like seeing it that way, and us both wanting it to work so bad that we're just like, okay, like what tools should we know about now so that we can be successful?
Yeah.
Like when that hard time hits or, whatever too. And I think I'm just like, I'm also feel like I'm kind of anxiously awaiting for like this huge fight to happen, mm-hmm, or piece of conflict to happen. It hasn't happened yet. There's been some larger like issues that have come up, but it hasn't been like egregious, you know, mm-hmm, it's nothing like we can't handle.
Right.
And I think because we had so many people, like when we told them we were getting married or that we had just gotten married, so many people, mm-hmm, that were like, oh yeah, well, congratulations, but you know, marriage is a lot of work, so have fun with that. You know, like,
see?
Oh yeah, marriage is a lot of work, so, oh man, okay, you sure you want to do that? It's just, and I'm just like, dang.
That's
like,
terrible. Come on now.
Can we just be right now?
Right.
Can we just be new? Like, we're excited to be married.
Can
like,
you give us some good advice?
This,
right.
Yeah, like, and also it was almost like people thought we were getting married just because we felt good, like we hadn't put a lot of time and thought and prayer and all these things into the decision to be married. Like, it's like we're not children,
right,
like we're
adults.
You know, we are full adults, like we are parents.
Yeah,
like, we're not just thinking about ourselves in this, you know.
Right.
So it just kind of felt a little condescending, I think, too, because I'm also, my thought was, do you not think we don't know that it's going to be work? Like, of course. And like, we kind of just want to enjoy this moment.
Right. You know? Yeah,
like,
right.
Can we do that? Of being married. And so, but that put a lot of anxiety on me, I think, to just be like, okay, well, when's it going to come? You know? And
yeah,
it's really actually, helpful to hear you like talk about how you've navigated like conflict and like even what you've learned from like what not to do.
Yes.
when there's an issue too of like, you know, and being able to lean in and just have those maybe tough conversations and it just also be okay.
Yeah.
You know, like it doesn't have to be toxic.
Yeah.
or whatever. So, so that's definitely helpful to hear, especially because you've been married the longest of the three of us. Yeah, I'm just hoping, you know, we keep these tools, you know, at the forefront.
Yeah.
Also, when we, as we continue to navigate this new life.
Yeah.
Right. Another question is, we talked about our lists of what we wanted or what we prayed for or what we didn't want.
Right.
So your husband meeting that list or not, and I think for us, maybe they, our husbands didn't always meet those, whatever was on that list. But we found something better or something we didn't even know we needed in our husband. So, but what about some of those things that maybe he didn't meet? Do you feel like there's room to grow into those things? How do you feel like if maybe there's another a woman out there who is contemplating marriage and she's like, if he doesn't have X, Y, and Z all together right now, then it's a no for me. Do you think there's room for men to be able to grow, or women as well, to be able to grow into what it is that they think they want or need?
So I would say absolutely. Marriage is all about growth.
Yeah.
And if you don't grow, how can your marriage get better? How can you guys get better? So I think absolutely, like, your husband and you can grow. I know for sure I've grown so much as a person in this marriage. And I think that's what marriage does to you. It, you don't have, you either grow or you separate, in my opinion. And I would rather grow. Like, Jacob is not the same person that he was when we first met. At all. Like, he's grown so much. Like, he's his confidence has grown. The way he treats me has grown. Like, he's just grown as a person, period. So I would definitely say absolutely.
My guy had to have like all this stuff up front because of like the first relationship. And so like I was literally like, nope, you ain't got it. You ain't got me. That was like, nah. Like, I had to see something. Like, because, like, there was a
lot
of...
You wasn't going through that again.
There was a lot of potential that my ex had. Like, a lot of potential. But, and I went off of that potential. I was like, oh, okay, like, okay, this is how it is now. Like, just give it a few more years.
Can you
it'll
talk
get
a little
better.
Bit about that potential? Like, that word, oh my gosh. That word is like, it's almost a dirty word to me when you're thinking about like a long-term partnership. Like, potential. Do you want to marry potential?
Yeah,
I get what you're saying.
Like, you don't.
You know.
Don't do it.
So let's break that down for a second.
Okay.
Because like, potential with what? Like, what do you, what did he have potential in that you were like, oh, okay, maybe, maybe that'll come.
Yeah. So like, potential in like treatment.
Treatment of you?
Yeah. Like, treatment of me.
Maybe that'll get better. That's what you thought.
Okay. It'll get better. You know, this, you know, we're young. We're like, we started dating when we were like, I don't know, like 20? Like, no, a little bit before that. Because I knew him in high school. So we started like talking around 17-ish. So like, I knew him. And so it was like, okay, like, we're young, we'll grow into it. He doesn't really, you know, right now I get it. Like, this is kind of like first relationship for him, you know, like he's learning. And so it was like, okay, it'll get better. You know, if I just give it some time, things will grow. He'll know how to treat me better. He'll, you know,
I think sometimes people can be really superficial with these lists, right? Like, he has to make money. He has to like make money, you know, like, I don't want to work, like, whatever, you know, he has to drive this. He has to have XYZ degrees and all these things. Right. And like, if he doesn't, then like, does he have potential? But I would wholeheartedly agree with you on like, no, the potential for me is like, can you take care of me? Like, my mind, body, spirit, mm-hmm. right? Like, can you, you know, when times are tough, do you know how to talk to me? Do you yes. know how to love me through a tough time?
Yes.
Like, show up for me. Do you like, or is it always drama with you? Is it, do I have to always anticipate, like, right, here we go again, like, what is it going to be this time?
Right.
You know,
right.
Like, for me, those things, I would wholeheartedly those agree.
Right? I feel like you do have to be careful with potential, though, because it can be yeah. good and it can be
yeah.
bad, too.
Yeah, because you're like, oh, no, I'll save him.
Or yeah, exactly.
I'll mold save him into this.
That part is...
You know what's humbling is just like, then for me, God is like, you're not me.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, no.
Yeah.
You can't do that. I didn't ask you to do that.
Yeah.
Right. When I told you to leave him, mm-hmm. you did it.
Right. He gave you all these red flags.
Me, show me a sign. I haven't showed you 10 signs.
Right. And you still going with it.
7 years.
Yeah.
And you still not listening.
You have to be careful with that, too, because I remember I was in a relationship. I was younger. I was dating this dude, right? And he was really cool. Like, I liked him. Like, his personality was great. But he didn't have a car. But I didn't have a car either.
Okay.
He didn't have a job at the time. But he was really, really sweet.
Okay.
And he just seemed like things weren't taking off for him. Like, he mm-hmm. didn't have a lot of money, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, you know, this dude, like, you know, I really like him. He's really sweet. He's really kind. But he doesn't have a car. He doesn't have a good job. He mm-hmm. can't really take care of me.
Right.
So I broke up with him, right?
Because
mm-hmm. I'm like, you know, he's not providing what I need. But guess what?
What?
When I broke up with him,
he got
a while down the road, like, he pulled up at my mom's house. He had a car. He was like, I got a new job and wow. all this stuff. So you do have to be mm-hmm. careful.
So, like, you know, you let him go because you saw, like, he didn't have those potentials and or those things. It actually was good for him because it made him like it possibly made him like grind and get better. I was actually mm-hmm. talking to a friend today about a situation that she's going through, and it's a guy who's, you know, financially unstable, but she feels, you know, she kind of feels bad about that. And she wants to stick around because he's genuine, he's sweet, has a kind heart, all that. But it's just like he's not financially stable. Mm-hmm. And she feels bad because of that. But I'm like, he can't really like help you at this moment. And it's okay to say mm-hmm. no. Like, it's okay mm-hmm. to like let him go, let him work on himself, and mm-hmm. you know, if things get better, then, you know, like, if mm-hmm. he wants it, he'll go out there and grind. And
yeah.
if it's for you, he's for you, and he'll come yeah. back. So mm-hmm. like
yeah.
you know, it's good to
break up with people.
Yeah. Like,
you
there was actually, yeah, there was actually a moment with Ro where we kind of had to like break off while the time we were like, you know, talking, because there are some things like he didn't know, like, he didn't want to like label it as a like a relationship, like we were dating,
because
there's some things going on. And so we kind of like separated for a bit. And then, so it gave him time to think. Gave me time to think, and we realized, hey, okay, like, we are better together. Like, this can work.
Yeah.
And he realized, like, yeah, let's make this mm-hmm. official.
Our last question we have is, how do you incorporate God into your marriage?
So I feel like for our marriage, God is who we run to in all cases, in all problems, in all happiness. Mm-hmm. All the time. Like, he is the foundation, mm-hmm. honestly, yeah. of our marriage. We wouldn't have the marriage that we have now without God.
Right.
So, for me and Jacob, God is a huge, huge, huge part in our lives. And going to church together, because I feel like God is just a strength to our marriage. I don't know. I don't have a lot to say about that.
Okay.
Like, I don't know. God is just our foundation. Like, mm-hmm. we go to God for everything. We pray about the big things.
Yeah.
And that's kind of just how we've been handling it.
Yeah. So, like, I feel like on our own, yeah, we're like, we're constantly talking to God. Like, you know, he's our friend. Like, this is just talking to him. And I feel like now is the time, like, we have to start, like, coming together and praying on a consistent basis. Because sometimes, like, it won't stay, like, it hasn't been, like, consistent. Like, sometimes we're on, sometimes we off. And so I feel like finding that point, like, of course he's at the center of our lives. Like, I'm glad that we both, like, know him on our a personal level, you know, like, we have God. It's just, like, coming together on a continual basis, getting to that point, Tracy, like, just staying committed to that. And yeah, that's where in our walk right now, like, that's how it is. Of course, we're in church every Sunday, and so we're getting that word together, like, in the same place, but, like, coming back home and actually, like devotions and prayer, like, I feel like that's something that we have to, we know that's what we need, but, like, actually getting in the habit of doing that consistently is what I know we should do. So that's just working to that. But yeah, I do.
Yeah, for me. So after once we did the marriage retreat, we actually started praying, like, on a consistent basis together. We hadn't really done that before the retreat. When things would, like, happen, maybe to one of us individually, like, we would pray before the marriage, but it was, like, kind of in crisis, right?
Exactly.
But after we did the marriage retreat, like, I had, we had both actually said, because doing it at a church, you know, you get a biblical perspective about marriage, right? And so, so we both, like, recognized, like, yeah, dang, we need to be praying more together, like, as a couple. And so now we pray, like, in the morning sometimes, but we almost always pray at night. He's a trucker, so he's, like, on the road overnights, and so mornings don't always work out for us. But we pray, like, over our kids, over ourselves, over, you know, just over our marriage, and even in, you know, and definitely in things that we're working towards, that we certainly need him in, you know, in decision making, too. And so I think prayer right now is, like, where we're mostly focused on, like, in terms of how, where God is in our marriage, which is a good place to be, like, for sure. And so I think our I know where we are spiritually are at different levels, but I think that's okay. And I've learned for that to, like, be okay. Too, because at the end of the day, God is our foundation. Like, that's who we're always going to, like,
come back to.
I will say the marriages that I see thrive and are healthy and long lasting are always God centered. Like, always. I can think about, I can, you know, think about my grandparents who have been married for 64 years. You know, I can even, I mean, even, you know, Stephanie, who was on the podcast with her husband, I think they were married almost 40 years, you know, just having God at the center of that. And also not letting, like, your spouse become your God, right? Is
that's deep,
is something to be very mindful of. You know, so
that was good.
I think to have that long lasting, you can't do it without God.
What you said is really, really, really important. The fact that you said not making your spouse your God. I remember one night I was having anxiety, right? So I'm like, oh my God, I can't sleep, you know, like, I'm having anxiety, I can't go to sleep. So I'm, like, nudging Jacob, right? And he's, like, not, like, he's asleep, like, he's snoring, he's turning over. And I'm, like, really trying to get, I'm like, dude, like, are you really in a deep sleep like this? But I stopped, and I think God stopped me in my tracks and said, daughter, like, you ain't even came to me. He's a human. I'm up right now. He can't. he's not there when you need him, you know, like he is, but like he was asleep at the time. He's a human. He's like, I'm God, like I'm your God, like you come to me first, because what is he going to do about your anxiety? I mean, he can pray to me, but I can literally take your anxiety away.
Right.
You know, I'm your main comforter. So that is true. And that is deep. Like, not making
your spouse
God. Because I've done that a couple times. And God has literally had to remind me, like, I am God. Jacob is not God. He does not have the power that I have, you know.
Right.
He can't calm your storms. No. He can't comfort you like I can comfort you, like I created you. So like really, like knowing that is deep.
That
is.
Well, thank you, ladies. This has been an amazing time talking about our journeys in marriage and and using God in our marriage and how we're working through them. I've definitely have learned a lot from you all and about myself too. So check out our podcast. This is Showing Church. Peace out.
Peace out.